What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon.
Test 1, 2, we are live, we are recording. Hello.
Hello.
I've got Christopher Kettner in the studio with me, and if you don't know who he is, he's a dear old friend and, well, a Broadway diva, and here we are.
Truly, truly.
You know, I keep teasing. I'm like, I'm going to bring on guests. I'm going to bring on guests. I have no desire to talk to anyone new. I talk to my same six people. You, Ray, my mom, my sister, Jeff, and maybe every now
who
and then.
Who else would you talk to?
I don't want to have to, like,
I just don't
beg other people in the entertainment industry to give me their time.
Right.
It's like this incestual game of, like, will you do my podcast?
I know. I know. Well, all you have to do always is just have Robin cook me a pasta dinner and
yeah,
I'll do anything.
We've been working all week. We're excited. I was watching a lot of game tape, watching some of the old shows, getting excited to go back out on the road on the farewell tour. Again, you can get tickets at heatherontour.com.
Plug it.
Plug it. We still have tickets in some cities, so get them while they're hot, because once this train leaves the station, it's fucking
this
rolling.
This train don't carry no gamblers.
No.
And you can come to Reading.
You can come to Reading, yes. Pennsylvania. We have sold 4 tickets in Reading, Pennsylvania.
I said in Reading, Pennsylvania, we're just going to invite everyone up on stage and do a chair share. Share circle. Yeah.
I want you to know God always keeps you humble. You know, it's like there were these incredible moments where I've, like, sold out 3 shows in New York and Nashville and all these big cities. And then Reading, Pennsylvania is just near. And that's okay, because you know what? God makes you work harder for it in
that's
Pennsylvania.
Right. He sure does.
It's yeah. Amish country.
People work hard in Pennsylvania. I mean, how hard
period.
Is it to hand carve a rocking chair?
Guess what?
It's
really
the work
hard
state. It's the work hard state. Shout out Pennsylvania.
We're just hoping that if you come to that show, you bring us some, I don't know, fresh churned butter, a
yep.
nice apple pie,
yep.
maybe a dog from a puppy mill.
Yes.
I'm not encouraging puppy mills, but if you rescue one, there's a lot in Amish country.
No, it's so crazy. I don't get that. What? Who in the Amish community said, you know what our business is going to be?
Uh-huh.
Puppy mills.
But they won't call it a puppy mill. You know what I mean?
They're like legit breeders?
But that's what they say.
Unquote.
But
okay.
The subtext of the text is it's not that ethical.
The Westminster champion
puppy
mill?
No. Yeah, it's no Westminsters.
Right.
You know.
Those dogs have no intestines and 3 ears.
When you drive into Lancaster, you just see the giant billboards that are oddly very low.
Right.
They're not like up. Like You
have
look
to see
up.
It from the horse and buggy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Not from your Escalade that's jacked up. It's
yeah.
The horse and buggy view.
The horse and buggy view. And they really specialize in Yorkies.
Gosh.
I don't fuck with a Yorkie.
Truly, I mean, it's a whole like shout out to everyone in the Northeast.
I
was just about to say, can you believe how long we've lived in the Northeast or that we did? But the Northeast is just, and you know the difference between New Jersey, Pennsylvania. You know what it's like to drive to Pennsylvania from New York.
Yeah. But shout out to Philly. We about to fuck it up.
Yo, Philly's going to be awesome.
And I had so much fun in Pittsburgh. I would love to do another show there. We'll do it on the next go. And again, Chris, try to explain maybe. I get so many DMs where people are like, why haven't you come to Portland? I did come to Portland with this material.
Most of the major cities that we have not repeated that you're not seeing on the website right now is because this branded tour, the farewell tour, with this show content, we've done it in those cities. We did a great show in Seattle. We did a great show in Portland. We did a great show in San Diego. So places like that, we're not really revisiting.
So just, you know, it's some people are like, hey.
But we will be back.
Yes, we'll be back.
New stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be a mixture of new stuff and you know, my heart and soul of the farewell tour, which was just so ridiculous and outrageous, and a lot of war stories. And I'm very excited to get out there and do this special.
So I've been here all weekend, and it's so funny, like, listening to how obviously anyone's mother speaks to them, but how you and your mom communicate.
Yeah.
And you keep saying, I just can't wait to be back around my fans and people who will clap for me and laugh
and respect
at me. Yeah.
I'm asking for baseline respect.
Right. Don't even need the applause from Robin. Just a little respect.
No, she's yelled at me 6 times a day. She came out of her room this morning. She had a scratch pad from her kitty cat Delta. Wellness check on Delta. She's okay.
Yeah.
She stays mostly in my mom's giant suite. And long story short, Robin comes down the stairs screaming, Heather, did you put this scratch pad behind the couch? I'm like, why would I go into your room behind your couch in your little seating reading area? Put a scratch pad back there. Why would that be a negative thing?
Right.
She's like, well, I don't know. It got the cat all excited and she threw up on my white couch. I'm like, that's not my fault.
Yeah. No one did that. But she probably did it looking for stuff and misplaced stuff. Like when she turned the thermostat up to 78 after I turned my back on her.
Chris, tell the folks how she has literally been running a thermostat scam.
Yeah, it's such a scam. I said if she, she doesn't want to pay for the AC bill, right? So she, because she thinks it's so much. That's what I think it is. So I said
and
to
her.
And
it's Boston Robin clicking in.
Yes, it's just her. It's, you know.
We can afford the AC bill.
Right. I was like, if you want to transfer money over, cut your Target and HomeGoods trips in half.
Yeah.
And that $20 a week that you save in gas, instead of doing 40 trips, just do 20 trips.
Exactly. Yes.
That's your AC bill money.
And you know what 20 trips sound like to me? Like, it doesn't sound like scaling back much.
It's still extensive.
My dad used to always say, he was like, your mother is going to run me broke. It's not from she goes out and buys Chanel's and Louis Vuitton and is like an eccentric opulent woman.
Not big ticket items.
No, she will nickel and dime you with Target, Home Goods, and TJ Maxx.
She came back today, I mean, with that little $3.99 argan oil thing.
Which I'm like, we don't even need, you don't need to use that for your hair, Mom.
Yeah, why do you need that?
It's trash.
Yeah. And she was like, well, I lost the receipt. I'll never return it now.
I'm like, Mom, we actually have.
We'll Venmo you $3, Robin.
Venmo you $3, Mom. You know what I did with my nose days wasted? With my DHM detox, I got this really nice bowl for my bar. And I put a bunch of packets of the DHM detox from nodayswasted.co. And literally, this summer, while people are partying, they can grab one, pop it in, and go about their day. What's DHM detox? Well, it's a vitamin for when you drink. It's an herbal supplement packed with antioxidants, anti-inflammatory ingredients, and it is plant-based. We all need a little support when we have a couple drinks so we can get back to feeling our best the next day. This summer, we're making up for lost time. Summer 2021 is the summer of balance and enjoying every moment. Imagine this, patio drinks, you're having a great time, and the next morning you wake up feeling normal. How much is your next day worth? For just a couple of dollars, you can bounce back and support your liver all at once, and it's a completely risk-free purchase. So if you don't love it, they'll refund you your first box. That it's literally that easy. I've got you 20% off your order and free shipping in the U.S. Just head over to nodayswasted.co, that's C-O, /absolutely, and use promo code absolutely at checkout. That's nodayswasted.co /absolutely for 20% off your order. Now back to the podcast. So Chris and I are planning some trips. Amongst going on tour, we're also planning these little, like, you know, fun friend getaways because we're travel buddies. And listen, I'm going to just throw this out there. I think it's different. You're a man and you will not get shit when you travel the world.
No.
There is a weird energy that women, for some reason, if I'm like, hey, I'm going on 6 trips to Europe, people all of a sudden want to be like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing it? It's because, and I'm not stereotyping anybody else who has children, but there is this weird thing. Like anytime I travel, sometimes people say kind of like, oh, okay. She is on a plane again. And I'm like,
oh, like you should have different responsibilities.
Yes.
Like, how are you leaving the country?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just want everyone to know, I am at this point, knock on wood, the eggs aren't great. So in my mind, I would like to travel for the next year.
And we haven't been able to. We're getting the scratches for Europe, you know, and
itchies.
And we're actually, can we say
what?
That we're leaving in X days?
I don't know if I can. Yeah, well, it's fine. I'm going.
Okay. And
I might get in trouble by somebody.
In 7 days, we're flying to Spain.
We're going to Spain. We're going to Montenegro.
Yeah.
Where else?
Dubrovnik. We're going to have a little jaunt in Dubrovnik. Croatia is one of my absolute favorite places.
I still have responsibilities. So while Chris and Christina get to jaunt around for about 15 days. I am doing a sharp week.
Yeah.
But I just want, and I'm not saying this in a negative way. It's just, I noticed, I get a lot of messages, especially from females in particular, that, you know, I think, I don't know, it's hard. I can't even really articulate what I'm trying to say.
I wonder if it's, I hear you on the female side, but I wonder if it's more than a female side thing. And it's also just a part of an American mentality.
Oh.
When you get to Europe and you meet European people, talking to them, you always say you love a vacation friend.
I love a
When you engage with other people, especially on the traveling circuit, you realize that other people in the world travel extensively.
Yeah.
And that for Americans, I did this whole research thing for a project that I did, that only 1/3 of Americans have passports. So I think the idea of traveling seems so abnormal and so hard to grasp. You know, it's like, God, a trip to Europe. I mean, we're going in 8 days and you just booked your flight last night. So it's like,
shout out to Delta for having those premium points. That's the other thing is we couldn't travel for a year. I've been sitting on
racking points.
You know, when we were on tour in 2019 through the top of 2020, I racked up so many freaking points. I'm diamond status. I'm like, literally, I had these like global upgrade certificates. If I don't use them in the next 4 months, they gone.
Yeah.
And I'm not letting that fly by. Exactly. Literally.
Exactly.
You know, and I get like my girlfriends here who have kids and stuff. I'm in a different phase of my life with a different responsibility. And I did what I could to try and freeze my eggs. And I think that was a real emotional, weird journey that maybe I haven't really released. And so for me, I think it's like my goal for the next year is to travel and work as much as I can in order to have that luxury to travel and go out. But basically, I'm saying I don't want any fucking judgment.
Right.
If you see me in Croatia, if you see me, I don't know, Machu Picchu, go girl, do it before you have kids.
Because also you don't realize in the entertainment industry is when we work, we can put in a 40-hour week in 2 days.
Yeah.
You know? And so if you go to your job 9 to 5 and you're like, I can't miss my 9 to 5 gig, I can work 40 hours in a week in 2 days.
It's crazy.
And then have 5 days off and go live my life.
Yeah.
Because we do put our nose to the grindstone and crank out stuff and really put in hours for our jobs, but it's just different.
It's different.
Yeah. And it allows us a little bit more freedom to be able to get up and go.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You were doing it.
Oh my God. I think if I did have a 9 to 5, God bless all of you that do.
Yeah.
You're at the top of my prayer
list. Well, first
of
all, we would never work for corporate America because we're a liability.
We're a liability.
It's not even whether, I hate when
my shit schedule is a liability. They're like, why has Chris not been in his cube today?
Because like, he is.
I'm hugging the toilet.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, I've been spray painting the porcelain all day.
When you have an IBS flare up.
What are you going to do?
Where I'm like, there's not an infirmary at your
They're going to dock
corporate
my
job.
Pay.
Yeah.
For hours lost.
They're like, Heather, we don't know how to tell you this, but you've had 7 eczema flare ups this week.
Yeah.
And that actually, you didn't come into work. That's your paid vacation.
Right, exactly right.
I'd be like, fuck you. I'm going to Montenegro.
Peace. Yeah. Got some Amex points to blow through.
Got to. Yeah, it's like this built up tension. Mm-hmm. Also, side note, we were watching the soccer. What exactly was the cup?
Euro Cup.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Italy. Viva Italia.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I was sitting on the couch, on the chair.
Uh-huh.
You were on the left. Jeff was on my right. And you guys were screaming for Italy. I was really silently rooting for England.
It's okay, but you love
London. I work in London a lot, so I was just like silently rooting and I didn't want to say anything.
That's okay.
But the podcast is a safe space for me to admit that.
It is.
Yeah, but Italia won.
Italia
so
won.
So viva Italia.
I just loved when the soccer players won and you have, I can't say, sorry, footballers.
Football,
and the Italians are just hysterically crying. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, it's so Italian. You know, like, I love you, Luigi. I
bring
you.
Honor to my country.
Yes, I love you.
Yeah.
And it really, truly too, I root for whomever. Probably Jeff has money on
because
he's a degenerate gambler.
We could not get a straight answer out of him when we were like, how much money did you put in? How did you place that bet? Is there a website? What is the URL? He was like,
I don't know.
Change the channel, babe.
Yeah.
Let's see what the footage is on ESPN, though.
Most of his friends have just said, Heather, if he tells you he bet $100, it's probably triple that. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really taking his word that he said he only put $150 on this game.
I mean, he won a lot of money, which is great.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know. Am I supposed to be airing his dirty gambling laundry?
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
Yeah, no.
Is it?
I mean,
I don't think so.
Your house isn't being foreclosed on, so I think you're good.
We're kidding. Allegedly.
Robin's
allegedly.
Not being carted off by like debtor's prison.
I mean, eventually if she didn't pay her home goods bill. I can't talk about Verse enough because it's my friggin' jam. Verse is one of these amazing skincare products. They make really good stuff that doesn't have all the chemicals in it that you find in other brands. Here's the deal. Verse is the cleanest drugstore skincare brand out there. They're vegan, sustainably minded, and hyper-focused on bringing you real results with proven ingredients that your bank account appreciates. Developed for you, with you, and with our planet in mind, their mission is simple. Make good skin and clean products for all. Get 10% off for first-time users when you shop at Verse, that's VERSEDskin.com, with promo code ABSOLUTELY. Verse already offers skincare products at prices your bank account appreciates. And now they're giving you 10% off for first time users with promo code ABSOLUTELY. Again, that's Versed Skin, VERSEDSKIN.com, promo code ABSOLUTELY. And you're getting that 10% off for first time users. If you want amazing proven ingredients at skin changing levels, you will get amazing results from Verse and you'll feel good about it. It's results-driven skincare developed for you, with you, and our planet in mind. And that is the biggest part of it all. Again, go to verseskin.com with promo code ABSOLUTELY. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm itchy. I'm ready to get out there. I'm excited to see your faces. I'm fucking pumped to be getting on the road and doing the damn thing.
What's
and traveling.
The city? I don't want to play favorites, but what city? Are there any cities on the tour that you've never been to?
I'm so friggin' excited to go to Boston. Now, I've been to Boston.
Yeah, of course.
Because obviously Robin's from there, but it's been years since I've been.
Right.
I just feel Boston's like that energy is like, there's a side of me and there's so much in my performance when it's like, I tell like stories about my mom.
That people will so relate to.
Oh my God, they're going to freak out. Because there is
Robin's people.
There's Robin. I always say, used to say, there's Boston Robin and Robin. But really, it's just Boston Robin in a different city. You know what I mean? Yeah, right. It's always Boston Robin.
Right, right. It's like, where can she get away with it more?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any city you're excited to go to?
I'm really excited to go to Denver. We're going to be I think, the Halloween weekend, is
Ooh.
It? No, I'm a liar. It's in the fall. All I'm thinking of is like, we're going to go 2 days early, maybe go up into the mountains, see some leaves change,
Ooh.
Some foliage.
Ooh.
I'm imagining like a hot cocoa in a hot tub with a crisp air surrounding us.
You know,
sounds romantic, but you know me and you.
Yeah, it's me and you.
Yeah.
So we're just going to be farting in a hotel room.
I'm going to be like, was that bubble from you or the hot tub? This thing is bubbly.
Ooh, sorry. Listen, if you don't have a friend you can fart with, what are you doing?
I did give you the shits this week and I'm so sorry.
Okay, we had to talk about that.
Okay.
So I pick up Chris from the airport on like Thursday and he was sweating. He didn't look well, a little green.
I was trying to really put on a game face, a good game face.
And as you got in the car, you opened the door and you're like, Heather, just so you know, there's a crushed rat underneath your tire.
I have a picture, I'll post it. Uh-huh. When this drops, I'll post it. Yeah.
And you were like, I really don't feel good. And I kind of have a little bit of a phobia of the stomach bug because I hate to throw up. And you were like, yeah, I had some tuna fish and like the Sky Club the other day and I don't feel well.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Chris, you're sweating. I'm like, do you have the body chills? You're like, I sure do. And I'm achy. I was like, motherfucker, 100% has the stomach bug. What do you know? 12 hours later.
Yeah, it is. We were both fighting for the toilet.
It was bad. It was like, it was acidic. It hurt. Uh-huh. I saw Jesus.
It went through color variations.
Yeah. And we don't need to, we don't even need to get into the details.
Y'all, if I had a podcast, it would be called Poop All Day Long. Shit Talk. That'd be.
I mean, listen, you know, do I feel thinner? Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
I do.
Speaking of thin, we're going on a Prolon fast.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are this week before we go on vacation. Will you give me my water?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. We are.
And day after tomorrow, we're going on Prolon.
We are going on Prolon. I have a charity dinner Monday, and then we're going on Prolon. So by the time this airs on Wednesday,
we'll be in it.
We'll be fucking starving.
Yeah. So if anybody's done Prolon, DM us both.
What's the idea? Also, side note, they're not like a sponsor of the podcast.
No.
We paid full price.
Absolutely not. Yeah, we did pay full price. I definitely put myself in debt to get this thing.
What is the science behind it?
I think, oh my gosh, and I know it's going to be wrong. I think it just makes your body get all the benefits from fasting, but you're still getting minerals and vitamins.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Knowing my luck, I'll
that's
start
what
my
I've
period
deduced
during
from
this.
Myself.
Okay. And when you're on your period, you can't just have like a loose olive and a tomato powder based soup.
Yeah, it's a tomato powder.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of powders.
It's all teas and soups that you mix with boiling water. All of it.
Fuck.
It's all broth. It's basically a liquid diet, I guess.
But a bunch of our friends have done it and they felt great.
Yeah. Everybody's on their like second cycle. They did it last month and they're doing it this month.
And I'm not advocating to do like a crash diet or anything. I'm just saying, like, I felt like, you know what, especially after doing all the hormones, I've been working out again. I feel like I want to do something just to kind of like cleanse the soul.
Detox. Yeah. You just need to release. I hope that I lose. Everybody says because I'm a guy, I'll lose like 15 pounds.
You will. And we all fucking hate you for it.
Yeah. That's what I need though. I just want my shorts like to button.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Everything is soy tight.
Soy tight. Always.
Soy tight.
Yeah.
I love Pros. Why? Because my hair has gotten shinier, smoother, softer, stronger. And the cool thing is their products are amazing and it's formulated exactly to me. You know, it's summertime. I'm going to the beach. I'm in the pool. I'm doing the friggin' most while also bleaching my hair. So what I did was I went online, I did a little quiz, and then I could basically say, hey, my hair feels brittle now, or it feels like this, or, you know, my ends get a little bristly, if you will. And, my environmental elements have changed. And Pros sends me something to my door that literally is exactly what I need for my specific hair. Pros also has a review and refine feature, and it lets me tweak my formulas for any reason, like change of address, hair color, my diet. You know, when the elements change, I'm like, hey, I'm in salt water all the time, or I'm in chlorine. I need something that's a little bit more gentler on my hair. Here's the deal. Pros is a healthy hair regimen with your name written all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation to get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/absolutely. That's PROSE.com/absolutely for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Do you have any absolutely nots in your life right now, or what's happening?
Well, I have an absolutely yes. It's something else we should talk about is the cinematic masterpiece In the Heights that we watched last night.
In the Heights.
Dun, 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 dun. By my way.
So good.
It is so good.
If you were Broadway nerds, and we've never claimed to be anything but you
correct.
Know, how Chris and I met, for those of y'all who are just tuning in, Chris and I met, you know, waiting tables back in Hell's Kitchen.
Literally trying to make it.
12 years ago, trying to be on the Broadway.
Yeah.
And Chris now produces my tour, which is very exciting. And it's fun to be in business with your buddy. But we just geek out for Broadway stuff.
And so this show is really special to us because I think the first week that we became friends, we saw In the Heights on Broadway and we sat front row.
We won the student
lottery tickets.
Yep.
Yeah. And me, you, Christina, we sat on the front row and saw it. And it's just been our favorite show since.
And it's out. Where can you get it on? HBO Max?
HBO Max. And it's in the theaters. I haven't seen it in a theater. Viewing it with you last night was the second time. I would still love to see it on a huge screen where all of that music is in like surround sound would be amazing.
And the director of Crazy Rich Asians.
John Chu, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He directed it. It's beautiful. It's cinematic. I mean, the music to me, like everybody's like, I fucking love Hamilton. You know what? Fuck Hamilton. In the Heights is Lin-Manuel's best piece of work ever, period. Done. End of story.
My very bad joke about Hamilton is I liked it the first time when it was called In the Heights.
Yeah.
I do. It's really is so much better. And he just dropped today that he's going to bring the live show back to Broadway.
Praise be. If I was Latina, I would absolutely audition. Unfortunately, we are Caucasian as fuck.
You'd be the security guard at the stage door.
I could.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a great idea.
You got
the
shoulders for it.
I do.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I didn't think about that. You know, I don't always have to be in front of the lights. Right. I can be back of house.
Yeah, come to my side, back of house. Exactly.
Oh, God. You know what? Because there's a lot less pressure to be thin when you're back at house.
There's no pressure to be thin.
There's actually never been really any pressure for me to be thin, period.
I was going to say, that's what Robin was saying last night. She was like, Chris, don't you ever miss singing and dancing? I was like, no, I like food too much.
Yeah.
I can still work in the industry that I want to work in and eat whatever I want.
It is funny because, I mean, I'm even looking at photos of myself from like a month ago when I was jacked up on hormones. And obviously, I talk about my body a lot, but I talk about, I mean, my listeners know. Like
everybody goes through it though.
Everybody goes through it. And then on top of that, when you have to then be back on the road, like you want to feel your best. You want to put your best foot forward. And you know me, I fucking hate like forced body positivity. Like, let's be honest. If you can't fit into your jeans, you can't fit into your jeans. You've overindulged and I'm going to fucking bitch about it.
Yeah, duh.
Don't tell me that all of a sudden I have to be this like warrior, you know, no. Because my thighs are on fire.
I know. But I want to eat a bag of kettle chips and talk about how I can't button my
exactly.
pants.
Exactly. It's called bitching. Yeah. It's called what we do.
Yeah. And I think it's healthy.
You get together with your fartiest friend. You lay in a hotel room in somewhere like Chicago.
Yes.
You rent a movie and you order room service and you both talk about how you need to lose weight while you eat a cheeseburger and fries on a hot fudge sundae.
Oh my God.
In
From
bed.
A Holiday Inn.
Thank you.
Oh.
No, like a Ritz.
Oh,
we're
I know.
Classier than that now.
I know. We are now.
I mean, no hate, no shade to Holiday Inn.
The first go round, we were sharing a Holiday Inn Express outside of the Memphis airport.
And it was sad. And Chris snored so loud. And I remember thinking, this is it. You've made it.
This is road life.
This is road life.
Now we have enough budget to each get our own hotel room, which is a treat.
We are still looking for a private jet. Now, a lot of folks said, Heather, why do you need a private jet? It's because we need to get from Pensacola, Florida to Charleston, South Carolina.
On December 4th.
Which is Robin's birthday.
Yes.
And we can't find a flight that's not going to take us 12 and a half hours to get there.
And it's a rough day when you have to travel all day and then go straight to the theater. You know, so if we had a direct shot, which doesn't exist commercially, that would be really
nice. Not like we can drive it. No, so we're just, listen, I'll give a BJ for a PJ. I'll give an HJ for a PJ. Yeah. I don't need a lot of space. I'll hang on to the wing, you know. I'll go into the cargo. Just give me like an
it's
ice pack
really
and a snack.
Flight.
Yeah, we just need a direct flight.
That's it.
So if you ever hang out at an FBO, which, you know, down at the airport, you know, any loose zaddies that have hangers, call them.
Or any bros, wealthy bros who happen to be listening to this, if you want to impress a lady, bring the lady
to the Heather McMahon Show.
To the Heather McMahon Show on your plane with Heather McMahon.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll sit in the back and try not to clog the lavatory.
There you go. And that's called teamwork. Makes a dream work. Hey, Absolutely Not listeners. If you love celebrating the messiness of being human, then you'll love Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. On Mondays and Thursdays, host Dax and Monica, side note, I worked at SoulCycle with Monica, engage in a deeply inspiring, authentic, and conversations with different accomplished guests. You'll hear from Hollywood stars, musicians, professional athletes, award-winning scientists, authors, and more. To start listening, simply download the Spotify app, sign up for free, and search for Armchair Expert. Listen to Armchair Expert for free, now only on Spotify. So I want to get into some more of these voicemails because literally people have just been sending me the craziest shit left and right. So are you down to get into some voicemails?
Yeah, I've never done the voicemails.
Oh, fuck. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's get into it.
Hey, Heather. I'm from Nashville. I'm not going to say my name just because there's some sensitive information going on. Absolutely not to my aunt getting a divorce. Everyone knows she's getting a divorce. That's cool. But then she comes to me privately and tells me that she's a lesbian and she's always been a lesbian. So absolutely yes to this. She's living her truth. Great. Absolutely not to me being the secret holder. Like, what the hell? So, you know, a little bit of time goes on. And then my mom and my stepdad, they're going to get a divorce. So everyone knows about the divorce. It's all good. And then my mom comes to me and guess what? She's a lesbian too. And now I have two secrets. Two secret lesbians that I'm holding on to that no one else knows about. What the hell, Heather? Bye.
Wow. Double lesbian.
Lesbians in Nashville.
Ooh, I love it a little.
I want to know if these are two sisters. So she had her mother and her aunt. I wonder if there are two sisters that became lesbians. Oh, I love that. That didn't become. They revealed that they are truly lesbians.
Yeah. Hey, big shout out to Living Your Truth. Love that. But I understand what she's saying. She's saying absolutely not to the fact that she has to hold this information from two adults. And that's the thing is she's an adult as well.
Yeah.
But we learn something as we get older. And I think it's been a real eye-opener, especially in we talk about our relationships with our parents. When you see your parents not anymore as your parents and it's just equal
fellow adults
that are flawed.
It's a new light.
And I'm not saying being a lesbian is flawed, but just in general, like there is shit that, you know, you learn out quirks about your parents.
And they may not have it all together in the way that you thought when you were 8 years old, they did have it all
exactly.
together.
Exactly. And by no means do I want anybody to think that I'm saying that this is a flaw, but you know what I mean? Like there are moments with my mom where I realize she's impatient about certain things. I'm like, oh, I'm now seeing you as an adult, as a peer, and no longer as my parent.
Exactly.
The roles have reversed.
Yeah, it's so true. And then, when you really have to take care of them.
It's terrifying.
You know, when you have to, you realize maybe your parents aren't good at planning things or they're not good at taking care of stuff. Or you see them get older and things start to slip between the cracks, you know, and just.
And you then you become the parent.
You have to pick up the.
I don't know what to say for advice with keeping that secret. I feel like you could tell your mom before you tell your aunt. You should pull your mom to the side and be like, anybody else in the fam you think might be, you know?
Yeah.
Wearing a vest and doing her thing.
Loving the ladies.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Aunt Brenda.
Oh my God. I feel like this truly actually.
I love a late in life lesbian.
This is a praise report.
It's a praise report.
This is a praise report. Thank you so much. This is good news. I'm smiling from ear to ear. there are new people in the LGBTQ community and come on out, mom and auntie.
Can I tell you, I've said since day one, I would never be with another man. And I'm not necessarily sexually attracted to women. I mean, I think they're beautiful creatures. I've never been with a woman. Mm-hmm. But if you think that after getting dicked down by Jeff, I'm going to go to another, I don't know what people have.
Yeah.
No, I want to be with a soft lady named Leslie. No, not Leslie. Soft lady named maybe.
Pat. Judy.
No.
Lynn.
You see, then she's too much older than me. I want somebody age appropriate.
Liz.
Kristen.
Kristen.
Ooh.
Oh, I would be with a smooth Liz.
Yes. I'd be with
She's a cool lady.
She drives like an Escalade.
Yeah.
She's
Bitch
rich.
Has her nails done.
Done.
Escalade.
Yep.
Oh, fierce. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, she'll take me to a date at a real, like a 3-star Michelin restaurant, but then also won't judge me if I want to get boneless buffalo wings.
She's going to put her flannel on with you, and you guys are going to keep each other warm through the
night. Exactly, exactly. But this I think you need to tell your mom, right?
I don't know how to give that advice. I would just say it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say? But that's hard. Again, that's also hard when parents.
But they're going to start dating. Or do they want to start dating?
Well,
so when your
saying,
mom goes on a date with a lady, will people know?
I think the whole conundrum is that she's holding all these secrets. And she's like, it's not my place to hold everyone's secrets.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. But it's also very new for them.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Praise report.
Praise report.
I love it.
Listen, I love, you know, when Aunt Brenda comes out. I love when mom comes out. But I do think, and absolutely not to your parents making you
hold the secret.
But
maybe
too much.
If she doesn't hold the secret, maybe the advice is from Anonymous in Nashville.
Yeah.
That tell one of the other parties and it may help them.
Uh-huh.
And that those two lesbians can find strength amongst themselves. So maybe she would be doing them a favor by telling each other them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's just you're at a point in your life.
They could
life.
Be advocates for each other.
Yeah, yeah, they could be advocates for each other. Fantastic. But you're just at, it's that weird point in your life where you find out that your parents are real humans.
Truly.
With, you know, and I'm sure you're already grieving the divorce of your parents, whether they were in a happy marriage or not. And I don't know the details of that. But there still is a part where you're like, oh, fuck. Again, you have to listen to your dad bitch about your mom bitch about your dad. I mean, I can only imagine what
that. Now your mom and your dad both want lady.
Yeah. And that's got to be a little bit of a twist.
Such a twist.
I mean, listen. My best friend, Anne Marie, I always told her, we've known each other since kindergarten. I was like, I mean, I'll live with you.
Yeah.
I'll live with you. We can order Chinese food every night. And just, again,
you guys are
it's a
be
fart
like,
friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lucy and Desi with two twin beds.
And we're fine.
Yeah. Sharing a room, but two twin beds.
Two twin beds.
Magic nightgowns.
But shout out to women later on in life, living their truth, figuring
their
it
truth,
out.
Yeah.
But I do think as a woman, you get to a point with dealing with men's bullshit,
mm-hmm.
especially, I'm sure, through a marriage. Like, obviously, I love Jeff. Mm-hmm. But there are days where I just go, I need another wife.
Right.
It's not even another husband. I don't want another fucking dick to have to come in and then I got to wait on him.
Yeah.
I got to like, there's some days that Jeff is just so dense.
Right.
I'm like, how has this human done so well?
How have you
so
made
far?
It this far?
This far.
It's because he's just so locked into checking his bet on his phone.
Yeah.
That everything else is just like, vroom.
Yeah.
You know,
but there's so many moments when my girlfriends who are married, especially with kids, are like, I would absolutely get another wife. I would get another woman because women multitask.
Of course.
We basically have our head on a lazy Susan spinning it around.
Correct.
You can do so much as
women
a woman.
Do everything. And I'll say that as a male, I can look at women, the women in my life and be like, you are much stronger than me. You are much more capable than me. And yes, if you could mimic yourself, yes. And if you could eliminate a man or two, the world could be a better place.
I mean, and I've said from the beginning, we need a power lesbian in office.
100%. Are there any?
No.
Do we know any power lesbians in office?
I mean, like, but I mean in
like head office.
Head office.
Like a governorship or a president. Yes.
And there very well could be. I'm saying president, we need a power lesbian. We need her to show up in a Subaru.
Yeah.
She's got a tool belt on.
Yeah.
She's fixing the economy.
Oh, the mayor of Houston is lesbian.
Oh, great.
I can't think of her name, but yeah.
Fantastic.
She's done great things.
Shout out to Houston, another great city. Had a great show there. Listen, sister friend, I'm hearing you. I hate that you're having to carry this weight, this burden of knowing secrets. And, you know, hopefully with the way that this goes, maybe your aunt and your mom will feel comfortable and they'll start to live their truth and it won't be a secret.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, just remember to give yourself grace and patience as you deal with your parents. And we're in this weird stage where we see our parents as humans and no longer these like perfectly unflawed figures that, you know, gave us shitty direction in our lives.
You're so deep.
What?
You just gave some amazing, like, deep, soulful advice. And I'm proud of you, Heather, for what you just said.
Thank you.
I was watching you, like, I was like, this just turned into a different show. This just turned into you being so insightful and helpful. Wow.
Well, you know, there's people in my life that, you know, I discuss this with.
Yeah.
You know, even with my mom, we have a great relationship. But even like after my dad died, there were moments where I realized, oh, that wasn't perfect. Where you realize with my mom now, I see things that she does. And I'm like, why don't you put this first, mom?
You have a really deep perspective of that, for sure.
Yeah. And there's just, and my sister and I talk about it a lot.
You've had to step up and do a lot, definitely. So yeah, your insight on that is incredible.
But you also just realize as you become an adult and you figure out what you want to do with your life, you're like, I don't let me do that, you know?
I always say that all the time.
Don't let me spend 25 hours in one day at a TJ Maxx. I have to go do something.
And then turn the thermostat to 78.
She's trying to smoke us out of this bitch.
She's wearing a hoodie and the thermostat's on 78.
Now, mind you, we have one of those Nest thermostats. So you can, Jeff literally will be laying in bed and he's like, why is it getting hot in here? And he looks and he's like, Robin somehow changed the thermostat. It's insane. Listen, honey, I'm thinking of you. I love you. Thank you for sharing, you know, what you've been going through. And hey, absolutely not to holding secrets, but absolutely yes to people figuring their shit out and living their truth. All right, let's get to the next voicemail.
Hi, Heather. It's Liz from Boston. First of all, I'm fucking obsessed with you. And I mean, that's about it. You're literally the most iconic queen on planet Earth, but absolutely not to just being diagnosed with breast cancer at age 23. I should be out, you know, twerking on a bar table, but instead I'm fucking it up in chemo at the hospital. So absolutely fucking not to that, but I listen to your podcast during chemo and you bring me so much fucking joy. I can't even put it into words. So we're surviving, not thriving. We just shaved our head. Morale is low, but I love you.
Liz, oh, sweet angel. Thank you for sharing this with us. And also, what the fuck? What in the absolutely truly, not fuck?
Yeah, I'm devastated.
You're 23 with breast cancer?
I'm devastated. You know, Liz, I have to tell you something. My sister was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 29, and she had a double mastectomy at the age of 30. And girl, all I have to say is you got this.
Yeah.
I thought my sister was crazy young to have breast cancer at 29. You at 23, you're going to soldier through it, and you're going to be dancing on top of a bar, showing off your new titties.
Yeah.
Any day now.
Yeah. I mean, but 23, you think about it, 23, what are you doing? I just got out of college. You're just starting your life out. Yeah. And you know, it's crazy.
Trying to figure out how to pay your rent on an internship money.
Yeah. What's really interesting too is, you know, anybody, they don't really check you for breast cancer until you don't even start
After 35, what is the time?
Yeah, I think after 35. Yeah. Like I've never gotten a mammogram ever. Now they give you a breast exam. You're supposed to give yourself a self breast exam, but I wouldn't, you know, you don't know what to look for.
What
you wouldn't even think of it.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I am thinking of you. And honestly, call in when you want to bitch and be like, this is fucking bullshit and I'm pissed because you're 23. You shouldn't be shaving your head. You know, here's the thing though. If you need some bomb ass wigs, we will find them for you.
Oh,
I got a hard collection.
Yeah, we got a good collection. We got a good wig lady right up the street.
We really do. We have a good wig lady. But God, I mean, when your sister got diagnosed with breast cancer, what was her energy around it?
She dealt with it really horribly, you know, and then like we just surrounded her in prayer and positivity, honestly. And it turned out to be a miracle that she was healed and that everything worked out. And I mean, truly went through some miraculous things. But I think having all of us there, you know, speaking positivity to her that when her perspective changed, like the diagnosis changed and everything.
Yeah.
So when she mentally and spiritually got in a good place, of course, the immediate news is devastating.
Yeah.
Right. And then once you deal with it and when you get a good doctor, I think, or a good team of doctors that's on your side to say, you're young, you're going to get through this, we're going to fix this.
Yeah.
And that they have hope and it gives the patient hope. And then, you know, just having surround yourself with strong people, girl. That's what I would say, that believe in you.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. I don't know. I mean, obviously I can sit here and you know, we can bring love and light to the situation, but I don't really... It's always been difficult when people let me know about when they talk about cancer because I didn't have the same experience as somebody else. You know what I mean? I don't know what to say because what happened to my dad was such a freakish, weird thing.
It was so fast.
It was so fast. And she's young. Like, you got this. I'm just speaking positivity and love into you because you fucking got this. And listen, if the podcast brings you giggles, then we got to keep frigging giggling.
Exactly.
Because, bitch, if you got chemo, we got to keep giggling.
Yeah, stick to giggling.
There's so many people, actually, and that's at the end of the day, it reminds me, like, you know, why do you get up and tell these asshole jokes? Why do you do it?
Yeah.
Right? Because it brings joy to somebody.
Right.
My entire job, my entire career is based on taking somebody else out of a shitty mindset or situation and making them not think for a little bit. Right? Listen to my fucking flare up to my eczema story.
And that's on God.
And that's on God.
Period.
But it is really, I'm just so honored that, you know, I can help somebody through that situation. That's not on,
But Liz, you know
everything
what?
That's
Liz,
coming out feels gross.
No, she sounds actually bright. She
yeah.
sounds happy. She doesn't sound depressed about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's in anything when you get into a dark situation, if you stay light, if you stay positive,
mm-hmm.
which is seemingly hard to do. I cannot personally imagine
yeah.
being in that situation for myself, but she sounds great. And like
yeah.
you stay in that happy, light place and think positivity around it. That's how you survive things like this.
Also, just get ready because people will say the craziest shit to you.
Yeah.
So just gear up for folks. You're going to get a question. I want her to know. I'm sure she already has. Somebody's definitely going to ask. So, like, do you know how you got it? No.
God.
People used to ask all the time, do you know how your dad got cancer? I was like,
the cells multiplied and ruined his body.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So I want you to buckle up and maybe write down some notes of the crazy shit that people say to you. And then when you're through this in 6 months, because we're speaking that into existence, you mm-hmm. got to sit back and laugh
yeah.
at the asinine things, the social just
awkwardness, stupidity,
yeah.
ignorance.
People say the dumbest yeah. shit.
I know.
And then when you've been through something like that and you go through and you're on the other side, you're like, what the fuck?
I know.
Humans are the worst.
Yeah. Okay, here's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a spiritual person or not,
yeah.
find a spiritual person with some anointing oil.
Oh, we
and
love anointing oil.
Let them lay
oil.
Hands on you.
Yeah.
Amen. And a Honda.
And
a Nissan too. Amen.
We love it.
Yeah.
Listen, there is anything that, listen, God says when two or more come before you in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
ooh.
There I am in the midst. Amen.
Amen. So just so you know, Liz, I don't know what you're, you know, what you feel spiritually, but Chris and I are praying for you. And
yeah,
that's
we
on
are.
God.
Prayer list to the top.
Prayer warriors. You know what I love? A prayer warrior.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Bring the heavens down. I say pray the heavens down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And also keep that notebook of the dumb shit people will say to
yes,
you.
Yes. And giggle at that. And
giggle
share
at
it with
that.
Us.
Please, please. Liz, I got your number. I want to definitely check in with you. And obviously we're praying for a swift recovery. But girl, I mean, just, I definitely want to bring on the podcast so we can talk about the dumb shit
stuff.
People say
truth.
When you have cancer. We love you. We're thinking of you. Thank you for sharing this with us. And hey, everybody out there, please keep Liz in your prayers. You got this, chick. We're rooting you on.
Hey, Heather. It's your girl, Gabby, from Tallahassee, Florida. It's Friday. God bless. Thank God. I'm leaving work early. Headed to St. Simon's. I just have an absolutely not to share with business etiquette. Okay, I'm in sales. And I meet a lot of people, a lot of weird people. Things are interesting, but absolutely not to walking into a business meeting at a man's office with 300 plus stuffed armadillos everywhere. What? I'm sorry. You have a hobby collecting armadillos? Sir, do you know that they hold leprosy? Absolutely not. How do you want me to take you seriously when there's stuffed armadillos with cowboy hats at the bottom of my heels? I can't. All I gotta say is, if I don't close this sale, I'm coming after him and all 300 plus armadillos that Armadillo Birch, that's his nickname, has in his office. So anyways, love and light. Just had to share because I don't know what the fuck's wrong with people these days, but anyways, all right, love you, bye.
Honey, it's called ABC, always be closing, but maybe it's armadillos be creepy.
I'm having to Google what an armadillo is because I don't think that I'm, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's got that weird turtley back.
I was thinking of a possum in my head, but it has the turtle shell back.
Yeah.
It's a little rat with a turtle shell. Oh.
Oh God. You know what?
That's
like
a lot.
If you saw a grown ass person, you walked into their office and a grown ass, maybe female had 6,000 Beanie Babies. You're like, this is too much for one fucking adult to have in their office.
But also one stuffed armadillo. Or
one.
Maybe it's a part of the country western decor.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I get it. Some steer antlers on the wall as well.
Great. You love to hunt.
A lot of armadillos. Oh my God.
Two armadillos is too many.
Yeah. Don't let him follow you home.
Also, I'm very curious to know what kind of business she's in. What are we selling?
Yeah. What is she selling and what is he looking medical, to buy?
Medical equipment? Is she selling like, you know, loose tires? I don't know.
Yeah.
Steel?
Knee replacements?
Yeah.
Or radio parts? What are we selling?
All I know is I'm going to help you make that deal. And I love that she said, if I don't close this deal, I'm going to kill him.
Truly. Oh my God. That's so creepy.
You know,
but she went ahead with the transaction and the pitch and everything. So good for her.
Good for you.
I would have been way thrown off and had to mm-hmm. about face and run to my car.
90% of entertainment is sales. We are constantly having to remind people to A, trust us and B, like us.
That's right.
That's literally the number one sales job is entertainment. And I got to be honest with you. I have been in meetings before. I have been in like a TV pitch or something
yeah.
where you go in, there's that one thing that throws you off. And I love a sales pitch. I love to go in. I love to meet people. Yeah. I'm
centered.
Okay.
You're ready.
Yeah. I pick up on the ambiance, the accoutrements in the office.
Right,
I'm like,
All right,
what do we got over here? Ooh, she's got a York peppermint patty on her desk.
Yes, okay.
Ooh, okay, let's
she's
talk about that.
She's got an empty Starbucks cup. We know what to go for.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a room full of armadillos with cowboy hats.
What are you supposed to do?
I would not have been able to close. I would have been so thrown off. Can't remember my speech, what I'm selling.
I would hope that she'd have a just one single cig at the bottom of her purse. You know, because I feel like in an armadillo office, you could light up.
Let's imagine what this human looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's describe the physicality of this human that has decked out their office in this way.
Okay, easy. John Goodman in The Big Lebowski. Done.
Case closed.
But with like a bolo tie on.
Yeah, definitely bolo tie, a little greasy.
And one of those short sleeve button down shirts.
Yeah.
But like a white short sleeve that a PE teacher always wore when he had to go teach English.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? He'd wear the gym clothes, but then he'd wear the white button down. And it wasn't like stark white. It was kind of like a creamy white short sleeve collared business shirt.
I hear you.
Now listen, I understand it's hot in the South. I get it. But I have two rules. If you wear an undershirt, I'm not fucking around. And if you wear a short sleeve
dress shirt
with a tie. Now, if it's short sleeve and it's open,
fine. Oh my God, a short sleeve dress shirt with a tie?
This guy had a tie.
That is the worst thing.
You know he had a tie.
A polo tie with a turquoise armadillo right here.
I'm curious, did she bring up the armadillos? Like, I guess.
What state did she say she was in?
I mean, to me, it was Texas, right?
I think it sounds Texas.
Texas is the only state where you could get that many armadillos.
I don't know. Oklahoma, maybe?
Oh,
I was born in Oklahoma. I've seen an armadillo or two in my day.
What was that journey like?
Well, we lived at the end of a dirt road.
Okay.
Literally.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Riggs is going to pound town on the rug.
Yeah. Riggs is in the studio and he got horny when he heard armadillo in Oklahoma. Thank God I'm a country boy. Continue.
That's all I got to say. I mean, we always say we got to Texas as soon as we could.
Okay.
That's the joke.
But you probably brought the dillas with you.
We did. We brought some dillas.
It's like if it'd be like if you walked into someone's office and there were just a bunch of like baby dolls out. What would you do? I would...
Like your neighbors
that
have the doll room.
Okay, we have a neighbor. She's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She has an entire room. It's like $300,000 worth of dolls.
And don't they have cameras staring at the dolls, pointed at the dolls?
Oh, yeah. These are very expensive dolls.
They're security cameras.
But her husband will go with her to these doll conventions and buy dolls with her.
Oh my God.
That's
like antique dolls. Are we like venturing to Asia for the dolls?
Hey, Mom, what are the name of those dolls that our neighbor has? Madam Alexander.
Look it up
dolls.
And show me.
Let's see.
They have a house full of them in a specific room. People that collect things. I think it's like, it's a type of hoorting where you focus on one thing.
Oh,
right?
Without
Which
a doubt.
I don't have that.
It's a hyper-focused
hoarding. I collect frequent flyer miles.
I mean, that is the fucking most terrifying thing I've ever seen.
Oh, these dolls possess the spirit of Satan.
Yeah. So we have a neighbor who has literally, I mean, she probably has 2,000 of these dolls.
That's insane. How much do they cost? Can you find the price?
I think some of them are very expensive.
I'm sure.
Let's see.
They also have one of my favorite houses in your neighborhood. I think it's a pretty house.
They do have a gorgeous house.
I'm scared of it.
But if I ever at any point told Jeff, I was like, Jeff, I want to go to a Beanie Baby convention, which I could still fuck with Beanie Babies. Ugh. And I said, I need you to come with me and I need you to cut me a check for like $75,000 to buy some babies.
Yeah.
I would hope that he would then serve me papers.
He'd be like, no, I have to show you my box of stuffed armadillos.
Is there anything that you think you could really collect?
Stupidly, yes. Toy airplanes.
Okay.
I love toy airplanes. I used to actually collect those when I was a kid. But not like weird stuff like dolls or armadillos. Like people who collect like fingernails and jars. Like I don't have any weird serial killer type thing like that. I mean, like literally models of airplanes, I think.
I mean, I've said this on the podcast a million times. I was the bitch who had the Beanie Babies. I'd buy them from a man who out of his van up the side of the highway. He had one tooth, one eye, and a loose rat tail.
My sister went through a Beanie Baby phase, like the McDonald's Beanie Babies. And like, did you have the mini Princess Diana Bear? I know you've said that on this podcast before, but yeah, that's the only thing.
But like I don't collect purses. I don't collect jewelry. I don't know. What do I collect? Yeti souls. Cups?
Yeah.
Souls.
Yeah.
I collect wigs. Maybe that's a thing.
Yeah.
I like
you
wigs.
You play characters.
I use them. They don't sit on a shelf and then they're not
used. Not on display.
Fucking armadillos. Oh
my God. I hope you got a giant commission, girlfriend.
Yeah. You're going to close the deal. Always be closing. Please call back and let us know whether or not that you ended up getting that sale. Because if you didn't, leave his address and I'll burn down the office.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to thank Chris for being here. And
thank you.
Chris, do you have anything to say to anybody before we get on the road?
Can't wait to see you guys out there. It's going to be a blast. See people, hug people again.
Yeah.
Be in a theater and giggle. Yeah. And watch you shine.
Oh, please. Shut the fuck up. No. When he says shine, am I talented? For sure. But is he saying that he's just going to watch me have pussy sweat?
And I'm going to put lights on you from the light board.
Jeff made a great joke the other day. He's like, Heather, you know what? If you want me to come on the road, babe, like I will. He's like, but you know what? I can come out like, 10 minutes through your set and with like a hair dryer and just put it on the cool setting and like blow your vagina. Because he's like, I know you get extra sweaty there.
It's a slip and slide.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm so enamored and in awe of like performers who come off the stage and they're not soaking wet.
Exactly.
I don't understand how they do it. Like when I eventually get the Netflix special,
they're in shape.
I don't know. We're going to have special
trainers,
effects. Trainers.
Get you in shape, me in shape.
Oh, it's not even the being in shape. Even when I was at my thinnest, I'm still going to sweat through my outfit.
Oh, okay. That's,
when the lights hit me, my adrenaline kicks in.
And you're working.
And I'm working.
That's right.
So cannot wait to see everybody out on the road. You will see me wet, moist,
and
ready to go.
Wet and ready.
Guys, I want to leave you this one voicemail, and I don't think I need to comment on it. I just think it's a great button to the episode. It is so funny. This lady who sent this in, I just want it to be played because it's just hysterical. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape. I love you. I mean it. As always, you can call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. I actually will be bringing in more guests. Fine, I'll do it. But again, 800-213-7503. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
And I'll see you guys on the flip side. Arrivederci, ciao bella.
Hey, Heather. This is Macy from Arkansas. And I am speaking on behalf of you today with my absolutely not. But my absolutely not is the fact that Julianne Hough is in Italy before you are post-pandemic. That is just absolutely ridiculous. I hate that for you. And I think it's time we get to the bottom of whatever scheme she has going on because I'm over it. And if I have to watch one more Instagram video of her dancing, we're going to have a problem. So absolutely not to Julianne Hough in Italy. Thanks, Heather. You're a queen.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.